Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion.
Unezwi uNkulunkulu alibeke enhlizweni yakho ongathanda ukushayela lona kulentambama. Unezwi elikubusisile olizwe enkonzweni noma bohlanganyeleni nabanye abazalwane mhlambe ke beniphumile nje ni relaxile kumnandi kunje ya nishera izwi sicela nathi usherele lawo mazwi amahle amazwi azosivuselela njoba ke sibheke kuyiviki elisha kudingekile ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi sithole amazwi okuthi azosiphakamisa spiritual So yazi ukuthi alikho elinye izwi ngaphandle kwezwi likaNkulunkulu ilona elihlezi lisiphakamisa kunzima siyakulona izwi bese siyabuka ukuthi hey baba nansi inkinga engibhekane nayo ngixazulula kanjani izwi liphethe zonke impendulo liyakwazi ukuphendula yashara nathi ke leyo wisdom shara nathi izwi elikaNkulunkulu 0123341322 ungathumela ke ne voice note ku 0826572729 noma sms ku 37871 telegram nayo yasebenza 0826572729 itike ngisalindele wena lapha ekhaya sindlule nge voice note nayi la iphuma kohontate shon sethare asizo ukuthi yena kulentambama uNkulunkulu umphathiseni over to you Muruti Shon Sethare
greetings to you me bahle nhlapho and the most beautiful listeners of the most beautiful big radio station in South Africa Radio Pulpit I greet you all in the mighty and holy name of Yahweh I greet you all in the mighty and holy name of God of salvation. I greet you all in the mighty and holy name of God, Holy Spirit. Mama Nhlapho, I would like to start by asking this question to a listener at home. How much do you know your God? How much do you have trust in your God? How much are you familiar with his works into your life? How much can you stand before the nations proudly without no hesitation or hesitating? Can you stand and tell about the greatness, the mighty, the power, the glory, and the victory of God? Mama Nhlapho, I would like us to go to the book of Judges 16, verse 28. This is the story about Samson. Then he called to the Lord and saying, Oh God, remember me, I pray you. Strengthen me, God, I pray you. Just this once, Oh God, that I may with a one blow take a revenge of my eyes from the Philistines. Ke rata fela monna yena mama Nhlapho go ba utlwisisa matla a modimo wa hae. But before that you will realize hore the Philistines, they have come together calling to the name of God, of their God called Dagon or Dagon, to whom they worship, they praise, they give glory, for he has handed over a Samson, who bend their crowns, who has killed so many of their people. Not only that, Mama Nhlapho, also in the first King, verse 11, is where we met with King Solomon. King Solomon, Mama Nhlapho, He was the anointed man of God. He knew Yahweh. He walks with Yahweh. He lived for God. He was anointed. He was man of God. Impa, Mama Nhlapo, he opened the door, I will say. Abula Munyako, oh, for sight. This guy, King Solomon, he is known with 700 wives. That's very beautiful. With 300 concubines, with 300 more ladies on top, that of which I personally see nothing wrong about. This man, he was so blessed. He has a wisdom. Efitang kutlwisiso yabatho. But the only thing that this man did that was not correct, he opened the door to worship goddess of Sidon, Sidino, Astoreth. He went and worshiped to the idols, Yama Ammonites. He went and worshiped to the idols of the Yama Moeba, Moebs, Chemosh. For so doing, God was not pleased. God, he was not pleased. Now, Mama Nhlapo, the question is to the listener at home. Kimu dimu ofing. Yewena omorapelang. Kimu dimu ofing. Yewena otsepitsing huyena. On the very same book, 1 Kings 18, verse 24. Kimona mouti kopanan lemantu aring. How much do you know your God? Verse 24, Erin. Then the prophet, he says to all people, call the name of your God, Baal. I will call on the name of Yahweh, God whom I know answers. God will bring down fire from heaven and to destroy all. Tekahona ke botsang mantsu a reng ho mamedi this time at home. What kind of God do you work for? What kind of God do you worship? How much do you trust in God? How much do you know God? How much do you believe God can turn your situation around? Mama Nhlapo, I wanted to go back to the book, Judges 16, verse 23. After this man Solomon, he called to God. And Bafilipi, they were calling to Dagon their God. Mudimu ya pelang. Mudimu ya tsepahalang. Mudimu ya tsepahitsing. Amofamatla. Just once he gave him his power and he became successful. He won the battle. Selimolwala ka seqala Mama Nhlapo. I think ho bohlokwa hore re tle re kgethe Modimo o ka yena re tla tsamayang le yena. Choose the God to whom you will trust, who will carry you throughout the year. The God who can defend you, who can renew you, who can re-strengthen you, who can restore you. Mama Nhlapo, not only we were talking about the God who came to prophet says to him, speak life to the dead bones, and he turns situation around. Now puts like your how much do you know your God? Do you believe that God, it can re-strengthen you? Do you believe that God, he can renew you? Do you believe that God, he can re-empower you, restore you? God, he brought down fire on Prophet Elijah, and all prophets of Baal were killed. God, who is merciful, he came two times to King Solomon and said, look what you've done. Look what you're doing by worshiping Ashtoreth God, Molech God, Chemosh God, all these foreign gods. They are bringing nothing but destruction to your life. How much do you know your God? Mama Nhlapho, I thank you for opportunity and for the time. But tomorrow, we will continue talking about the strength. God who can re-strengthen you, re-empower, restore you. May the Holy Living Word and the power of God live in you now and forever in the mighty name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit now and forever. Amen.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.